My calls and ministry some in class and trying to get some things done with that. And, so, yeah, and working a little bit, so busy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely feel that classwork has been a little hard lately. Especially with exams and everything else going on.
Yeah. So, you
have
some questions like nursing?
Yeah, because I'm in a health professional class. Mm-hmm. And our homework is to interview someone that's either been in the health field or is currently in the health field.
Mm-hmm.
So, that could be, like, nursing or anything else. Like, nursing, therapy, like, dentistry, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, basically, we just have to contact someone and just ask them a couple questions that they have on the list and then kind of basically see what got them into the field and what their current path is and, like, their responsibilities and their favorite thing about their job and, like, the hardest thing that they had to deal with.
What started me, I was young. I was a child when I wanted to become a nurse. And actually, I was in the hospital, and I thought it was so neat that the nurse was taking my blood pressure. And so that's the reason why I became a nurse. And I just thought, oh, this is just so neat. She's doing this. And so that was my passion. I thought that was so neat, so that's why I became a nurse. And then, I guess I've been nursing since 75. Over what, that's over 4 years.
Wow.
And after 35 years, I retired, and I went back to work. And so I think that this is like my 50th year. Post-retirement of working, and it's been a really fun job. It's good retirement job instead of working full-time. It's got these good rewards because as a retired nurse, you can work when you want to work, and it's more. You don't have the get you out of work.
Yeah.
And aspect of the financial piece and the emotional piece that you gotta do it no matter how difficult it gets. And then the hardest thing, it could be the patient load could be hard, but even more than that is the employees. Younger employees, that's why I found them in the last years, it was very difficult to work with them because their work ethics was different than older people's work ethics. And it's not about working smarter, it's just about them not wanting to work and feel they seem like they have the attitude of wanting the pay but not really providing the necessary compassion care.
Yeah.
And then because I went into nursing and started with so weak, but then I always had that compassion. That was my number one thing, just to make sure I took care of people the best way I knew how. And I loved it, and that way I was be able to provide the best nursing care because I always had this philosophy of my own that I want to take care of the patients like that they were my family.
What would you say was probably the most surprising part about your career?
The most what?
Surprising aspect. Like what surprised you most about when you were working?
What surprised me?
Yeah. Because, I've heard of people saying that when they were going into this career, just going into being a registered nurse, they were, expecting it to be hard and everything. But then certain people were like, well, I was expecting it to be like this. And then next thing you know, I had to deal with angry patients and I had to deal with being spit up on or anything.
Oh, I actually wasn't surprising, but I guess the shocking answer before I became a nurse was I met a little older, confused lady when I was working as an aide, and she started to just attack me, she was beating me up. So I became a nurse, and that's the time before becoming a nurse. But surprising, proud of me in my career. I don't know whether difficult patients were surprising me, but I guess it was, well, when I first became a nurse and I was a nursing student, I was assigned to this older white lady, and she told the instructor to get that nigger out of here. So I guess that was surprising and shock.
Oh, my goodness.
Said, no, she's going to take care of you because she's assigned to be your nurse. And the hard thing about that, she died. Like, it was like a Monday or whatever. I can't remember what day it was of the week. But anyway, by the end of that week, she had died. And I felt so sad in my heart because I wanted to, you know, she go with a heart like that and whether she end up in hell.
Yeah.
That aspect of it. But I guess that was a shocking aspect with that. And then, I guess not having support from your supervisor that you expect when you're working as hard as you can. That was, you know, I had some very difficult managers that wasn't very supportive of me. And I guess that's not surprising, but that was hard
yeah.
to deal with. Well, you know, you're doing better, you know, than some of your coworkers doing, and then they seem to get more praise than you do.
Yeah.
Not that you need them for praise, but the, yeah, the quality of, Inquality of, I guess, the support. So I guess that would be, yeah.
So what were, like, your basic roles or responsibilities as being a nurse and then being a retired nurse?
Oh, well, gosh. As being a working nurse, there's a lot of responsibility, especially when, because you would be have to be, like, when I did orthopedic and trauma, you would be the, you know, the, what they call it, not, they didn't call the charge nurse then, but you, the shift manager. So you would be responsible for the staff and for your workload. So that, you know, you're making assignments, you have assignments, you only have to, you're responsible for managing unit, whatever goes in store, whatever the doctor's, requirement was, if they came on a full yes, and sometimes had to make rounds with them.
Okay.
Go in to staffing and ask for, you know, staff to cover the unit. Make sure you have enough staff to cover the unit. You have to look at the patient. You have to look at the nursing. What do I want to say? Abilities in terms of have to match their ability to care for the patient with the, you know, you can give a new nurse a complex patient. If you really have to give them one versus a king, a seasoned nurse.
Okay. Let's see.
Kinds of things you have to look in. So you have your whole, you're responsible for the whole shift.
Yeah.
12 hours or 8 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, like, did you work in the, did you work all over the hospital, or, like, there are certain departments where you worked in?
I'm glad I worked many departments. The last thing I did, I worked orthopedic trauma for 15 years. That was the longest career clinical area that I worked. And then I did, the last 3 years, I did a care coordinator. And I guess that was the most complex, difficult job I ever had because you was working with the doctor, and that was your clinic per se. Your you know, you had the nurse and the doctor, but they would go and they would see the patient. But a lot of responsibility is handed over to you. You're responsible for every aspect of the care for the cancer patient, for that chemotherapy, for how setting up the chemo calling and setting up the chemotherapy, helping with basic putting the orders in for chemotherapy, putting in the labs, following up, you know, appointments for the, you know, the patients, you know, teaching them about chemotherapy, the side effects of it, and, you know, and just the whole nine yards. That was the hardest job, and waking up at night and getting a computer because I hadn't got a computer. I guess that's the most difficult job because, like, oh my God, I forgot to purchase this person laughing. It just was, that was an unending job.
Yeah. I can only imagine having to run back and forth all the time and make sure you have your workload complete all the time. And then making sure you have everything, like, filled in, filled out, and having the people informed as well.
Well, yeah, you just have to be able to be organized, and you have to go, you know, back and forth. But then when you're in charge, people are pulling you from not only one end, but, you know, from not only if you had a difficult patient on there, you have to be, you know, they're going to call you to solve that problem versus, you know, the doctor's going to be calling you for this, that, and the other on the phone, and you're trying to take care of your patient. You have to be somewhat, you know, not somewhat, you have to be organized pretty well to be able to manage everything.
Okay. Let's see. What other question did I have? What degrees or certificates do you have? Like certifications?
I just had my associate in nursing, associate applied science in nursing.
Okay.
With, you know, it's the RN. But I didn't have any other higher, you know, still was an RN, associate applied science.
Yeah. Let's see. I think I had like two more questions. So I already asked you what was your current path.
I think you asked me about retirement, which is a whole, because I have responsibility because what I do is like if I work independent with giving immunizations, you know, making sure you give the right dose, the right immunization to, you know, the student, but that's the easiest job I've ever had in terms of retirement, because all you're doing is you're just giving immunization, which is, you know, vaccines.
Yeah.
Vaccines to college students. So that's pretty good. That's yeah. All right, too. You know, you see some doctors and putting out, you know, labs and stuff that they're going to go with rotations and, you know, stuff like that, but basically, that's it. You know, you have to clear them, some of them, to work in the lab.
Nice. You're doing a lot of stuff. Like, the one thing I've wanted to do is when I do have my associate's degree for nursing and everything, my main thing is I wanted to be a registered nurse in either the emergency room or the ICU, because I know those ones pay higher, and then those are also the patients that need the most help.
No, not about paying high, because in some way you're going to work it, you're going to start at a level which some hospitals are higher than others, but you're going to be a new grad.
Yeah.
But at this point, you don't get your associate's, you get your bachelor's. That's the lowest degree that you get in nursing now.
Wow.
Yeah, because they changed it. Everyone to be RN, and you have to have your bachelor of science in nursing. And then you get your master's and your PhD and whatever. But the lowest degree now you have to have, you know, which is higher than what I had, you have to get your bachelor's.
Wow.
It's a four-year school, yeah, four-year college, yeah.
Well, here we have a pretty good nursing program.
Huh?
Here we have a pretty good nursing program, but I don't think you get into it until, like, your sophomore or junior year.
Oh, yeah, you can. You can't get in your first year because you got to get all your prereqs out the way, and then you fly back in your second year or something.
Yeah.
You get your 2 years on your belt, and then you get, you know, because that keeps months into your program, but you got to get all your prereqs out the way and then apply for a program. And then, you know, like, even you go to Piedmont, it's cheaper to get to, you know, to go to community college like I did and then transfer over.
Yeah.
You have to be, you know, get all your prereqs out the way, you know, and then, you know, your English and all that kind of stuff. And then you apply for the program and just take those courses, and then you transfer over after all those courses your second year.
And you said you went to Piedmont, and then you transferred over to which one?
I didn't transfer over. That's why you have your associates. See, UVA is bachelor, which is higher.
Yeah.
I'm RN, but the degree is lower, and then they accepted it then, but now they want everyone to become bachelors. See, this is like 40 years later.
Oh.
Yeah, some nurses are RNs that have diplomas. They, you know, you have a diploma school, then you have your associate applied science, and you have your bachelor's, you have your master's, and your PhD.
That's a lot of degrees to try and get.
Well, you don't have to get them. I just don't know what you want to do. Like, yeah. Where you go with your career.
I know a lot of people that are reaching for like 2 or 3 different degrees because they're like, if this doesn't work out, then I want to be able to go into this field.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you know, you go into, you know, you tell people to go finish college and they go back and they have a program at, it's like a, I forget what you call it at UVA, like if you got a second career, clinical something, that if you want to become a nurse because you already got a college degree, you can go in your second year and get, you know, just finish those years up, a few years. But just get all the nursing aspect of it. But a lot of people have degrees and then they switch over and, you know, go back to school and go to nursing or something else. Or, you know, like even if you were a teacher and you decided to be a nurse, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. What advice would you give somebody that wants to go into the same field or just the health field altogether?
In the field of the medical field?
Yeah.
I think you have to be a compassionate, caring person. And you don't look at the salary because it is a good salary. But you have to look at you have to be compassionate, want to care for people.
Yeah.
Want to take care of them. That's the number one thing. Have a love and a compassion for people, and that will provide you to be a good nurse. If you're just looking into it for the money, which is lucrative, is good money, and you don't look at how you care about somebody, it's I don't think you need to be a nurse.
Yeah. I definitely understand that because the one thing I've learned with, like, one, just wanting to become a nurse or become an RN in general is just, one, having to be compassionate for somebody, but it's also the fact of you have to think about how you're taking care of this person, the things that happen for them have to be here. So you have to know, like, you have to at least attempt to put yourself in their shoes so you know that this is the type of care that they're looking for. They're not just looking for someone to just pass them by. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely one thing I've learned. And then another thing I've also learned is just that if you don't love your job, you're not going to be happy at all.
Right.
And that's the one thing I've definitely picked up on.
Yeah. Like any job, though, is going to have its positives and negatives to it.
Yeah, it's just based on how you deal with them. Like, I know a lot of people, they're like, I wish I wasn't doing this job. I wish I had a better job. And it's like, you don't like your job, but you're staying in the same place when you could figure out how to switch it. So it's like, mm-hmm. you're not giving your best effort to your customers and your patients and who you have to deal with because you don't like your job.
Right. And how can you give your best if you don't like your job?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think about becoming a nurse?
Yeah, I want to be an RN.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's been my main thing. Like,
Dominion, right?
Hmm?
You had Old Dominion.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think Old Dominion got a good program.
Yeah, they said last year the lowest GPA they accepted into the nursing program was a 3.7.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they really have high expectations. That's why I'm making sure I'm staying on top of all my stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, now I'm also in a learning community here, so that we have, like, there are different learning communities, but the one I'm in is specifically for, like, the health field and the medical field.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so it's like 90 of us or a little more of us that all either live in the same building or live around each other. And we have events that we have to go to, and we have certain things we have to participate in. We all take practically the same classes. We're just kind of split up on different days. So, like, tomorrow I'll have 2 chemistry classes and a history class and my health professions class, but that all ties into the health field. And then on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I normally have my sociology class, which is basically us learning about our communities and everything, and then learning about how, like, what people go through and how to deal with people around us and, like, what kind of makes someone the way they are in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of just go through a lot of that, and it's actually really helpful.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I actually like it. Like, it's really helpful. And then I also take an ethics class, which connects to it in a way as well. So it kind of, like, all of these classes together really helped me understand why I want to be in the field, like, in the medical field. And then also, it really helps me understand why I want to become a nurse, because, it like, we kind of talk about all the different health problems that people can have, all the things that lead to health problems, or just, like, certain things that people have to deal with, which lead them into, like, end up going to physical therapy or just therapy in general. And it kind of just helps tie everything all together.
KC, she got in this program, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Yeah.
She go to school down in, what's the name of the college? Richard Bland.
Yeah. I talked to KC a couple days, like maybe once or twice out of the week.
Or we just,
yeah, we have each other on social media. So so occasionally we'll talk to each other, or we'll just see how each other's doing. So we talk probably like once or twice a week, or like, about once or twice a week we talk to each other.
Okay, good.
And she looks like she's really enjoying it down there. She looks like she's really enjoying it there. Every time I talk to her, she's like, sometimes she, like, her classes are a little hard, but she really likes it. I was so glad to see it. I was like, she's doing big things. She's already in school, and she's going to keep going. She's going to definitely keep going and stuff.
Oh, yeah, because when she finished, she hopefully she still want to come to Howard and transfer up there and then get her master's from there.
Yeah. Where did you just graduate from? I remember we were talking about that before I left town.
Oh, I was taking this ministry class through Evan Smith, because I accepted my call to serve ministry. So after I finished the class, and so I did my initial sermon. So at one point, one day, we don't have to, but I want to be able to go to seminary.
Yeah.
So I'm taking another class now. The ministry training track, that's through the Baptist General Convention. So I'm taking it right now.
Okay.
But that's a class that was through Virginia Union University, where seminary is.
Okay.
The campus for that. Yeah.
That's really good. I remember me and Dad had talked about it. He was like, yeah, I forgot to remind you that Cora had just graduated from somewhere, or that she had just, that you had just got your certificate from something.
Certified, yeah, because I got, like, several certifications, like, preaching, teaching, religious studies, yeah.
Nice. I need to get on that level. I'm trying. I'm most definitely trying, because I know that's the main thing that's keeping me up and keeping me afloat is God. That's a definite thing.
Lord.
I got them scriptures. I got a Bible sitting right on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
I made sure I brought one of them to college with me.
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yep. Y'all can't do nothing without him.
No, we cannot.
So we just ask God to cover you as we second by praying in the Bible, and Lord God, cover you these rest of these time while you're in school.
Yes, ma'am.
Protection brand, you go, warring angels and ministry angels. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, Denai, we got any other questions, girls? I got to do these dishes here and go to bed.
Yep.
Monday is my work day, Monday and Thursday.
I think I got everything covered.
Well, I hope I help you.
Yes, ma'am, you really did. If it's possible, could you send me a picture of you so if it's okay with you, if I could upload it on my health page? It's optional, but...
You want to put it out like I'm working in the hospital, or what?
If you have one by chance.
I'll have work one. Maybe I can think to take when I sit at my desk tomorrow or something.
Okay.
But I don't have... Oh, my God, I need pictures of me. Yeah. Well, do you want a picture of the person
y'all interviewed? They basically just said that we either just need a picture of the person we interviewed, or we just need just a picture of them working or any or something. So either one is fine.
Yeah, I'll try to take one tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Auntie.
All right. You're welcome, hon.
All right. Love you too.